Okay, Shalom Aleichem Chevra. As we know, the holiday of Pesach is rapidly approaching. So what I'd like to do the next couple of days, obviously, is discuss Inyanei Pesach. Today, I'd like to talk about how many matzos we have at the Seder. Tomorrow, there was some request to share thoughts on Hallel and Nirtzah. Perhaps we'll start with Safon Barei Chalal. It depends on my mood. And then on Tuesday, I'd like it, if possible, just to have on Tuesday, I'd like it as much as possible to have what's it called? To have like a Haggadah round robin that everyone should share thoughts, ideas that they like regarding the Seder. So, how many matzahs do we have at the Seder? What's the answer, Chevra? Obvious, no? Ain't very dry, no?
Yourself. Calling yourself.
So, Kohen Levi Yisrael, right? Then you have three matzahs, one for Kohen, one for Levi, one for Yisrael. That's pretty standard Judaism. Most of us have never seen anything different. However, this is not so pashut at all. If you look in the Sefer Arzaruah, the Sefer Arzaruah, it's in Chelek Beis, Hilchos Psachim, Siman Rishon Beis. He begins a lashon, Lo matzanu b'Talmud shetzarach la'aseh shalosh matzos shel mitzvah. Adarabba, muchach b'Yerushalmi, delo be'inan kiyum shtayim. Nowhere in Shas, nowhere in the Talmud Bavli does it say that you need three matzos. Adarabba, he tries to show that there is a Yerushalmi that says that you need two matzahs. Nonetheless, even though nowhere in Shas do you see that you need three matzahs, the practice among Jews in Ashkenaz has been, at least since the 11th century, that we have three matzahs at the Seder. And if you want to see a marimukkim on this question, the Sefer of Minhag Ashkenaz HaKadmon by Yisrael Toshma in the 13th Perek has a whole essay about having three matzahs at the Seder. Three matzahs at the Seder, you say Keneged Kohen Levi Yisrael. Not that they teach in elementary school, so it has to be correct, right? Because that's what we learned as kids. Okay, I totally hear that. But it's not so pashut. It's not so pashut, then let me explain. The Gemara in Brachos on the Lamed Tesamid Beis. The Gemara has a machlokes about if you have psisin ushleimin. If they bring you bread to the table, and some of the pieces are psisin, some of them are broken pieces of bread. The rest of the pieces of bread, the rest of the bread that they bring you are shleimin. So there's a machlokas. Rav Huna says you make the bracha on the psisin, and Rav Yochanan says you make the bracha on the shleimin. Shleima mitzvah min hamovchar. Everybody agrees that if the psisin are made out of chitim, it's better bread, and the shleim is made out. So I even make a bracha on the prusa. The idea of the Svar to make a bracha on the sisim is because we don't want bread to go to waste. The Gemara elsewhere in Brachos has a whole discussion about there's an iser to destroy bread. So in order to make sure that the bread doesn't go to waste, we make the bracha on the sisim. The idea of making the bracha on the shleimim is because the idea of hamotzi represents larger ideas, and mistuma shleimus in Yiddishkeit is a larger idea. The famous story of Reb Itzel Petterberger is Reb Itzel Petterberger. Reb Shechter always quotes this. Reb Itzel Petterberger was a tremendous Talmud Chacham. He wrote the Tshuvas Pri Yitzchak. And at some point, he decided to go and learn by Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, learn Musar. So everyone had a taina on him. They said, "Itzel Petterberger, you talk and know how to learn. You know how to learn Gemara, Rashi, Taisus, Rishayim. Why is it that you're going to learn Musar?" So he said, that there's a halacha in Betzias HaPas. If you have a shlema, a complete bread, but it's small, and you have a gadol, you have a very big piece of bread, but it's not complete, which one do you make the bracha on? Make the bracha on the shalem. Zakta Bitzel Petterberger, you see that shlemos is a bigger maila than godless. I would talk to be a bigger Talmud Chacham if I would just schwitz over Rashi and Taisvis and Rambam and Shulchan Aruch. But shlemos, right, to work on the oneself, to develop the self, is a bigger maila than godless. So the Gemara says, Psisin and Shleiman, which one do you make the bracha on? The Gemara says, and Yirei Shamayim will be Yotze Yidei Shteihem. And the Yirei Shamayim will be Miniach the Psisin B'toch Shleiman, the Miniach Prusin B'toch Shleiman Ubotzeya. You have to remember that their bread was probably more like pita, or more like when you go across the street to Golan and you get a shwarma, an Eish Tanur, a lafa. Right, so I could be meniach a prusa b'teich shlema. I could put the prusa inside the shlema and make them bracha. Zok the Gemara, Vayder. Amar Rav Papa, kol modim b'pesach shemeniach prusa b'teich shlema ubotzeya. My time alechem onik said. Right, everyone holds on the yontif of Pesach meniach prusa b'teich shlema. Right, so you take the prusa and put it inside the shlema. Right, so there's no machlokes minya prusa b'toch shlema. Next line in the Gemara is Amar Rav Abba b'Shabbos. You have to make a bracha shtei kikares. My time alechem mishnuksev. On Shabbos, you have to make the bracha on two loaves of bread. So this sugya in brachas lamed tes on the base, pardon me, is the major sugya in Shas about how many breads you have at the Seder. And it's not really clear because the Gemara says prusa b'toch shlema. Then the Gemara says b'Shabbos you need lachem mishnah. One could easily read the Gemara that you don't need lachem mishnah leil ha-Seder. No, what you need is one and a half. Prusa b'toch shlema. B'Shabbos you need Lacha Mishnah. Maybe Yontiv, you don't need Lacha Mishnah. And there would be a certain logic that you don't need Lacha Mishnah and Yontiv. Because Lacha Mishnah comes about because HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought double portion of man on Friday. No? Does the Ribbono Shel Olam, this week, unbelievable Shaila, no? You're going to have a double portion of man on Friday and a covered Shabbos. What happened on Shabbos? Right, Shabbos when it is Erev Pesach, or any Shabbos Erev Yontif, or any Erev Yontif, how many portions of man fell on Erev Yontif? Right, is the din
four.
What?
Probably four. No.
Where do you see it on Yontif?
Because on Yontif, then they also have an
Isser
of going out together.
So the Isser of Ayetzi Ishmi Makomo could be it's because of an Isser Tchumen. Or it could be it's an Isra Hotsa'a, right? Al Yetze Kri Al Yotzi. If it's Hotsa'a, there's no Hotsa'a in Yontif. You're allowed to carry on Yontif. If it's Tchumen, we pass it, there's an Isra Tchumen in Yontif. It's a discussion in the Rishonim about whether Yontif is Matzrich Lecha Mishnah. It's interesting. Because there's another halacha based on the man called Shalashuddis, no? Hayom, hayom, hayom. Right? Ichluhu hayom. Yishabbos hayom. Hayom lo tinsu v'soda. It says hayom three times. That's why you have Shalashuddis. So Shalashuddis based on the man. How many suddis do you have in Yontif? Most Jews don't have Shalashuddis in Yontif, no? Because Yontif l'chayim is not based on man. So it's not at all pashut that there's a requirement of Lecha Mishnah on Yontif. Ken Zayin, the din of Lecha Mishnah is found in Shas only on Shabbos. In fact, if you look in the Sefer Rav Yoh in Chelak Beis, in Meseches Pesachim, Simin Tov Kuf Chof Hei, the Rav writes that in Bavel, they would use Shtei Kikreis on Shabbos and Yontiv, but not in Eretz Yisrael. Not in Eretz Yisrael, right? There is a sefer from the Gaonim called Chilukei Minhagim Bein B'nei Bavel Bein B'nei Eretz Yisrael, and they would not use Shtei Halach, they would not use Lecha Mishnah on Yontiv. Okay. Now, the Mahalach that you don't have Lecha Mishnah on Yontiv led to many Rishonim from the Rishonim of Sfarad, including the heavy hitters, the Rambam and the Rif, that they only had two matzahs at the Seder. But there's a difference between the Rambam and the Rif. The Rif, by the way, is in Daf Chafei Amid Beis in the Dapi HaRif of Pesachim. The Rif says that you begin the Seder with two matzahs, then you do Yachatz, and that means after the entire Seder, you have 1.5 matzahs. And when you make the hamotzi, you follow the Gemara exactly. Right, that's the Rif. We'll have to discuss the details of that a little bit later. The Rambam, interestingly, says that you have two matzahs. This Rambam is in Perek Ches of Hilchos Chametz Matzah Halacha Daled. The Rambam writes that you have two matzahs at the beginning of the Seder. Then what you do is you are misalik the ka'ara. You ask the kid or something. By the way, take the matzahs to the other side of the table and get rid of it. And when do you bring it back? For the Rambam, you don't bring the matzah back. Most of us assume that you bring it back. Then you do yachatz. Then you're mekayim lachem sha'onim olav dvarim harbe, together with the other drush in the Gemara, daf kuftezvav, kuftezayin, wherever it is, together with the other drusha that maradakosha ani beprusa, right? We learn from lechem oni a number of things. So most assume that we're mekayim both, that we lechem sha'enim olav dvarim harbe and maradakosha ani beprusa come together. The Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam says you bring the matzah back after you did most of the Sikur Yetzias Mitzrayim. You bring the matzah back before Rebbe Gamliel, before Pesach Matzah Mor. That's what the Rambam says. And the Rambam writes that when it's time to make hamotzi, you take the two matzahs that you have, you break one of them at that time, then you bring the Akruz of Tech Shlemu Mavarech. Meaning the Rambam ignores, doesn't have yachatz, no? If you want the kids to ask a shayla the Seder this year, skip yachatz. Right? So you skip yachatz, you're skipping hiding the afikomen, you're only having two matzahs, you might get like three shaylas out of that one. No?
That one gets a lot of shaylas.
Again?
That one got a lot of shaylas.
Oh my gosh, yeah, you got a ton because it goes against everything they teach you in school. I probably mentioned this to you, no? One of the worst things for the Seder is the fact that they teach kids about the Seder in school. So nothing surprises them. There are no real caches. They expect everything. And Adraba, if you do stuff differently, you do stuff like the Rishonim, then maybe you're what's it called? Then maybe they ask Shaila. So for the Rambam, there's no din of Yachatz. The Rambam basically holds that Lechem Sha'inim Olav Devarim Harbe is different than it's a machlekas between the opinion of Lechem Sha'inim Olav Devarim Harbe and the opinion of Madako Sha'inim Beprusa. And the man does not have the Lechem on the table at all. There's no din of Lechem Sha'inim Olav Devarim Harbe. The matzah is not on the table during the Amiras HaHagadah. It comes later. And we're Mekai, Maradaka Shani B'Prusa, only at Hamotzi. Right? Lacham Ani in the sense of Ma'ani B'Prusa, that comes at the end of the Haggadah. That's what the Rambam says. Now, here's the thing. For the Rambam, you have two complete matzahs. And the pashtus is that for the Rambam, the mitzvah of matzah is only Zecher L'Cheirus, no? The beginning, remember, Maskel B'Gnosim B'Sayim B'Shevach. You do all of that without matzah on the table. Hence again the Rambam, and you bring matzah to the table after your Messiah B'Shevach, no? That means we're already three people when they have matzah. That means that for the Rambam, the matzah L'Cha'ora is entirely Zecher L'Cheirus. Right? It's a really interesting yesod in the Rambam that matzos in Gansen zecher l'cheiros. Let's talk about the Rif. The Rif is different than the Rambam in that the Rif has 1.5 matzos at the Seder. He does yachatz and he starts with 2. The Gra, by the way, in the Sefer Ma'aser Rav, the Gra in Ma'aser Rav is Oz Yud Zayin or something. He says Shnei Matzis Umar Vacharosas Uzrayo Beitza. Shnei Matzis. The Gra only had 2 matzis, and the Talmidei HaGra only have 2 matzis. That's it. Grain had 2 matzis. Now, the Rif has 2 matzos with the yachas. And that's the girsa, that's the pashtus in our Rif. There is another girsa that's found on the side of the page there in Psachim, Dafkafe, Bedapia Rif, that says that the Rif had 3 matzos. But the standard version of the Rif is that he had 2 matzos. Okay. Now, the practice among our forefathers, among Yotzei Ashkenaz, we pointed out that this goes back at least to the 11th century, is that they had 3 matzahs. What's the 3 matzahs? And why do you have a 3rd matzah at the Seder? So the Pashtus is, and the Balei HaTosfos this in Psochim on Kuftes Zayin and in Brachos on Lamites, they discuss this in the context of Meniach Prusa between Shlemo Mevarech, like Gemara that we spoke about. And many assume, and this is the standard approach, that on Yontiv you need Lechem Mishnah, the same as you need Lechem Mishnah on Shabbos. Now, they also are assuming that you're not Mekayim Lechem Mishnah with half a piece of bread, or half a piece of matzah. If you look in the tshuva of the Meshav Dover, the Nitziv, he questions this idea. In Simon Chafala for the Meshav Dover, he questions, he says, Mehechatesi, that Lechem Mishnah is the same din as you require 2 complete breads. Maybe Lechem Mishnah means you need 2 things. And therefore, maybe if you only have 1 bread, the Nitziv entertains the idea, you karate chop it, you break it. And then you have Lecha Mishnah. Mehichatesi, Lecha Mishnah, and Shalem are connected. No? That's what the Nitziv entertains. But we assume that they're connected. So therefore, we assume that to be Mekayim Lecha Mishnah, you need 3 matzahs, 2 completes and 1 broken. That's the standard Mehalach. Now, what do I do with which matzah? So let's talk about matzah number 3, right? Our standard approach is that you have 3 matzahs, you pick them up all together, you make hamotzi, you drop the bottom one, then you make alachilas matzah on the top, complete matzah, and on the middle, broken matzah, right? That's standard Judaism. What was done with that bottom matzah? So there are 3 shittas in Rishonim, what was done with that. One mahalach is that they would use, and this is our practice, they would use the bottom matzah for korev. You can't have something on the table that you don't do anything with. Bottom matzah was used for korev. Others say that the bottom matzah is there because the Gemara elsewhere tells us that you need something called shiyarei hapas. you're not ein habracha mitsuya, right? Unless you have some bread on the table. If there's nothing left on the table, you won't have a bracha. You won't. So we need some bread on the table when we recite Birkas Hamazon. So the third matzah is there just to recite Birkas Hamazon. There are other mehalchim as well that some suggest that the third matzah, mamish, it just wasn't used. Again, it's similar to the idea of Shiyari Hapas. Some say the third matzah is there to be misamel the fact that you need three lechems. Remember, the Gemara tells me at the end of Brachas that there is a din of Birkas HaGoimel. V'chol hachayim yodu chasela. So who makes gomel? Hachovosh bebeis ha'asurim. Yoredei hayam. Those who go through the midbar and chola shenisrape. Chola shenisrape, yardei hayam, someone who's yotim reveis hasurim, and what's the mem? Midbar. Klal Yisrael has three of those. When we leave Mitzrayim, no?
Midbar.
We have midbar. We're yardei hayam in the sense that we go through the yamsuf. What? We're yotim reveis hasurim. We're in prison in Mitzrayim. Are we chayvash in this rapa? I don't know. But be it as it may.
What about at Har Sinai, Rabbi?
What?
At Har Sinai?
At Har Sinai, the Gemara says that we were on this rapa at Har Sinai. But in other words, but that doesn't mean we were on this rapa. It doesn't mean we're all chayvash. No, I thought it just meant that those people who were takasumin became healed. Yeah. I don't think we all got sick at some point, did we?
Everybody.
Yeah, so that means that we would not be sick. What? HaKadosh Baruch Hu will heal us. If we do the mitzvahs, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will heal us. Were we all sick? Did we have a din? Did Klaus have a din of Klaus and Nisrapa?
Everybody, there's Tchias HaMesim.
Tchias HaMesim, because like, Parcha Nishmasan, when the Rebbe Nisham says Anochi and Lo Yielacha, we couldn't handle it anymore, right? Dabe Atoy Manu Benishmara, by Dabe Manu Lo Kim Pen Nomos. That was though after Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's not clear that it didn't Chaylosh and Nisrap. But be it as it may, we have a chiyuv to bring a carbon toda. The carbon toda had 40 breads. Three of them are matzah. 10 of them are chametz. We can't have chametz at the Leil HaSeder, no? Correct? You agree with me, Ben? Can't have chametz at the Leil
HaSeder? Yes, agree.
Thank you. I appreciate the endorsement. So once
good thing Jake's not here.
Again?
If Jake was here, he might disagree.
Yeah, Jake would disagree. Jake would find some heter to have chametz on Pesach. Ken Zayn. I find that unlikely. What?
If you're in Japan and you have a
six-day yontin and you have to have chametz to show that you're not Christian, show that you are Christian, I don't know what exactly. Right? There are many possibilities here. But the point is that if you have to bring the carbon toida, and this, by the way, is found in that same Maramokim in the Sefer Or Zeruah, that we have a chiyuv to bring a carbon toda, and because I have a chiyuv to bring a carbon toda, and the toda has three minim of matzah, chalos, rikikin, revuchin, so therefore you have three esronos, and you break it up, etc., and you have three matzahs. So the matzahs represent epis something. They represent the carbon toda. Left after, do they do anything with the matzah? With that third matzah. How come, though, we insist that we do something with the third matzah? So just in Hashkafa, it seems to me that the Pshat Zoi. You know, Rabbi Simon begins his recently published Haggadah by pointing out that the mitzvah Leil HaSeder is v'higato levincha v'yom ha'zeh leibor, right? And in Targum Unklus, The Teich, the official Jewish translation of the Pentateuch, was written by Unklus the proselyte. And Unklus tells us, V'higato l'vinta, he teaches us, v'achvi. You should show, no? You should show. The pshat is that to do chinuch, it's not enough to just talk. That you do chinuch by doing stuff, by showing stuff. But one of the yisoidos of Leah Hasei there is that there's like a degree of show and tell. You're doing stuff. So you can't just bring a matzah to the table to represent something. You have to do something with it. That's why we do kairich with it. Right? You can't just bring the matzah later on for this din of shiyarei hapas. You have to do something with it. The Gemara in Bava Metzia tells us that, remember, the Malachim come to visit Avraham Avinu at the beginning of Parshas Vayera. Vayikachem avuchol avuven habaka asher osa vayitin afnehem v'hu umed aleihem tachas eitz vayochelu yukachna ma'atmayim. Zok the Gemara in Bava Metzia Peivov. Kol ma'asha osa adam kol ma'asha osa Avraham Avinu ba'atzmo HaKadosh Baruch Hu did ba'vayde ba'atzmo for Klal Yisrael. Right? So Vayikachema b'cholov ben aboka asher osan, the Ribbono Shel Olam himself brought food. He brings the man, he brings the slav. No, but yukachna ma'at mayim, the water came aydei shaliach. The Eibishter himself didn't give us water in the midbar. It had to come aydei v'hikisa batzur, aydei be'era shel Miriam. Right, it had to be that a human brought it out. So Rabbi Avraham Shapira, the Rosh Yeshiva in Merkaz, asks, he says, I don't understand. Yukachnu ma'atmayim, Rashi tells me, was al yedei Yishmael kedei l'chanchu b'mitzvahs. So why is it the Gemara Bava Metzia says that ki'ilu Avraham Avinu did something wrong, and that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu, right, doesn't give the mayim b'chvayde ba'atmayim. It has to be b'hikisa batzur. He's doing it kedei l'chanchu b'mitzvahs. So Rabbi Avraham Shapira answers that that's the wrong type of chinuch. Proper chinuch is that daddy himself does something and the kid sees that daddy does it. If daddy just says, yingle, you do this, yingle, you do that, no? Right? If the father just gives money to the kids to give tzedakah, the kids don't see the father give tzedakah. Or if the kids don't see that daddy wears tefillin every day, right? Even though the father's all on, you wear tefillin, blah, 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 it ain't going to work. Right? Chinuch comes when you train people by doing stuff. Now, that's the yesod of three matzahs. Minigan Ashkenaz was that we have three matzahs at the Seder. Now, you should know that so far I have 1.5 matzahs. I have 2 matzahs. When I say 3 matzahs, it's really 2.5, no? Correct? There's no shita really of 3 complete matzahs, of 3 matzahs without a yachatz. I'm not aware of such a position in Judaism. There's another shita that's less well known. The Chok Yaakov in the bottom of Shulchan Aruch in Simin Tuf Ayin Hesif Kotin Chok Zayin. When you hear a Chok Yaakov, V'medinos ha'elu nohagim lasos meha'isa dalet matzos. V'korim l'revi'i safek. Kohen Levi Yisrael safek. What? You said they don't bring asar yuchsin alumi bundle, right? They don't have all of them. But you have Kohen Levi Yisrael safek. Why safek? Kidei shem yeret hakola be'echa mehen loikhnoisa. You have a 4th matzah on the table, because if something goes wrong with one of those 3 matzahs, you'll take the 4th one. That's what the Chok Yaakov says. Now, hashgafically, there's a certain lesson over here also, no? That at Leo HaSeder, you bring everybody in, not only the Kohen Levi Yisrael, but you even bring in the person, right, who's a suffix. But more than that, I think the lesson is that spekels are not something that we hide from. You're more successful running a Seder when you address fakels, when you bring them up. You don't only address questions that you know the answer to. when you bring up something that's a suffix and you say, taka, it's shver, I don't know the answer, right? And suffix could be contradictions. And suffix could be whatever a suffix is, but that's proper chinuch. Leil HaSeder remembers the mitzvah of chinuch min HaTorah. That mitzvah chinuch min HaTorah involves sfeikis as well as anything else. That's the fourth minhag of the matzah. Now, the standard minhag is that we have 3, which equals 2.5. Which one do you use for hamaitzi? Which one do you use for achivas matzah? So, like everything in Judaism, it's a machlokas, no? The sheet of Rashi in Brachas Lamites. Listen to this Rashi. People overlook it. Lechem oyniksiv darko shal ani bekrusa zot Rashi lefikach tzarech sheyera eh kibotzei amin haprusa. Remember, meni haprusa betol shleima. What I'm doing is I'm faking it. People think I'm making the bracha on the prusa, but really I'm making the bracha on the shleima. You get an impression from Rashi that everything was done on the Shlema. There's another Shita in the Taisvus there in Brachas Lamites, Rabbi Menachem Avina, Hayirug Olasos Hakol Al HaPrusa. He'd make the Bracha of Al Achilas Matzah and the Bracha of Hamotzi Lechem Min Ha'aretz, both of them on the Prusa. The Ri would make the Bracha of Hamotzi on the Shlema and Al Achilas Matzah on the Prusa. There's a discussion about whether there's an issue of Einos and Mitzvahs Chavilos Chavilos over here. That's what the Bali Hatosis address, both in Brachas Lamitas and Psachim Kuftes Zayin. Right? Can you make both Hamaitzi and Al Achilas Matzah on the same thing? But there are different practices. La'afuke nafshe miplukta, the Bali HaTosfos say that he would make, the Ri would make Hamotzi on the Shlema, cut a teeny bit, then he'd make Al Achilas Matzah on both. So B'Kitzur Masa, there's a Machlokes HaRishonim about which Matzah is the Bracha of Al Achilas Matzah. Either it's on the Prusa, that's the Pashtus, Ma Darko Shal Ani Prusa, that's the mitzvah Al Achilas Matzah, and the Pashtus is the mitzvah of Hamotzi, on the Shlema, the same as it is all year long. Those who make the Bracha of Hamotzi also on the Prusa, what they're saying is that Se'udas Pesach, Se'udas Leil HaSeder, is fundamentally different than every other Se'udas Yontif. That the din of Mar Darko Shal Ani B'Prusa is a redefinition of Se'udas Yontif. Se'udas Yontif does not involve a Shlema, according to this Mahala. Se'udas Yontif is engansin on a Prusa. We're redefining Se'udas Yontif. That's one Mahala. Those who say that the Yesod is that you make Al Achilas Matzah on the Prusa, that's because the mitzvah of Matzah requires a Prusa, and the Shlema is for regular Seudas Yontiv. We're not redefining what Seudas Yontiv is. That's L'cha'ira, the Machlokas. If you look in some of the other Rishonim, just to fill out the picture, the Ran on the Rif and the Ramban quotes in Shishita also, they quote from Reb Haigon that you just have, we saw, remember, that according to the Rif, according to the Rambam, you only have 2 matzahs. You don't have 3. Right? The Rambam has 2 entirely, the Rif has 1.5. Doesn't the Gemara say Miniach Prusa B'Toich Shlemo Mubarich? So it could be the Gemara, says Reb Haigon, is only talking about a case of Heviu Lefonov Psisa Mushlemen. If they bring you a broken matzah, Well, they don't bring you a broken matzah, then you should taka use a shalim. And the din of lechem oni, ma'adako sha'oni b'prusa, like we spoke about beforehand, might not be mikubala halacha, right? It could be that you just have shlemus entirely. It's not clear. The Rambam seems to say that he rejects lechem sha'inim alav dvarim harbe, right? That's the way we wanted to learn that Rambam, that the Rambam only brings the matzah to the table by Pesach matzah morer, right? You're masalik the ka'ari, you don't bring it back until after you've finished most of the Haggadah. But it could be that what they are doing is they have everything on, if it's two shleimim, maybe you have two shleimim the entire time. And maybe there's no din of madako sha'oni b'prusa entirely. That's the impression that you get. Oh. Because we have this question of which matzah we use for the bracha v'alachilas matzah, and which matzah we use for the lechem mishnah or for the hamotzi. Again, maybe there's no din of lechem mishnah, but everyone holds it as a din of hamotzi. In fact, there's a discussion in the tshuvas of the Ragachavar that let's say you skip hamotzi leil haseder. You're already after two cups of wine. You're feeling a shtickle buzzed. No? So you skip hamotzi. Could be that you're not making the mitzvah alachilas matzah, because it's a mitzvah habav avera. The Gemara tells me in Brachis that hanena me'olam hazeh b'lo bracha kilo ma'al. It could be you're not making the mitzvah at all because it's mitzvah habav avera. That's already a razzle dazzle thing that the Ragachavar has in his Truvas. We're not sure which bracha or which matzah we use for which. So the Mechaber writes in Tafayin Hesef Aleph, you wash your hands, you make al netilas yadayim, you take the matzis, the prusa goes between the two shlemis, the Mechaber paskins that you have three matzis against the Rambam, against the Rif. You make hamoisi al achilas matzah, you make, then you are bokseya me hashlema ha'oyona ume ha'prusa shtein biyachad. You dip them in salt. The Rambam says we don't dip it in salt, right? You eat it b'haseba biyachad kizayis mikol echad. You do haseba and you eat a kizayis biyachad of each matzah. Mishnah Brura writes sif katan tes. You need a kizayis of the prusa because alachilas matzah, and achila has to be a kizayis. Technically, for the brach of hamotzi, you don't need a kazayis. You make a hamotzi even on the kodahu. But since we're not sure which matzah is for alachilas matzah and which matzah is for hamotzi, so therefore the Mishnah Berurah says you should eat both of them together, which means that you should put both of them into your mouth at the same time, to two kazesim in your mouth at the same time, chew it well, and then you do like the boa constrictor thing. Whoop! Right? The two kazesim go down at the same time. Bidiyeved, if you're boileya the kazayas ma'at ma'at your yotze, as long as you don't have kazaya chilas, pras of a delay between them. Mishnah Berurah sounds like you're supposed to put them both in your mouth at the same time. Apparently, just putting something in your mouth and beginning to chew it is a kiyum of achila to some extent. The Shlach HaKadosh discusses the possibility of reciting a bracha without blia. So that could be. But the idea is that you swallow the two kazesim together in order, zok the Mishnah Berurah, in order that I should be Mekayim, eating both kazesim. Now, this becomes avoda kasha shebe mikdash, no? To have two kazesim in your mouth, So, it could be that you don't have a big kazayas. But on April 4th of 2014, Rabbi Yair Hoffman in the Five Towns Jewish Times writes an article where he says that the measurement of a kezias, let's say, is a quarter of a hand matzah. But he argues that there are different thicknesses of different hand matzahs, and the hand matzah from Shatzer and from Charedim are thinner, so you need even more than a quarter of a matzah to eat for a kezias. That means you have to have half a hand matzah in your mouth at one time, and you swallow it, and you have to do this entire thing in Kedei HaKelos Pras, which is 2 minutes. Now, here's the thing. One could strongly argue that you're not making the mitzvah matzah at all if you do it like that, because the Torah says, bo'erev teichul matzahs, it has to be derech achila. Most of us don't eat that way. It's not kederech achila, right? We're not boa constrictors. Right? We don't do that. It happens that Rav Huttner is a friend of Lavrov and his Sefer Pachad Yitzchak in Simen Nun Tes. Rav Huttner has the tape of Rav Huttner essay that ordinarily the Gemara Chulin says that you're a gargaron. You're like a glutton if you eat, like, you just swallow everything at once. But nonetheless, perhaps Leil HaSeder, we're trying to show the mitzvah of Chipazon. We're trying to show the chibuv hamitzvah, that we love matzah so much. So therefore, we eat in a way that ordinarily would be a gragaron. Ordinarily would be a glutton. To do everything in one thing, the Gemara Chum Kufla Migimel says, that's a gargaron. Now, this is a very difficult thing. The Mishnah Berurah sounds this way, but if you look in the earlier sources in the Maharil, he says that, you know, the din of not waiting more than Kedei HaKelos Pras doesn't mean that you have to swallow everything at one time in the Chatzchila. It means the Chatzchila is from the beginning of the eating, you don't delay Kedei HaKelos Pras in the middle of your eating. So you eat a bit, you eat a bit, you eat a bit, right? And as long as I don't have Kedei HaKelos Pras between each segment of my eating, between each bite or whatever it is, so then I'm okay. That makes eating much more normal. The approach that you have to eat, and the way he says it, you have to eat half a hand matzah in 2 minutes and swallow the whole thing together. Rabbi Bosai, I am nervous that this is a shaila of that you're not mekayim the mitzvah. I'm also nervous that there's an element of pikuach nefesh over here. You could end up killing yourself trying to do that, no? Try to swallow half a matzah at one thing, maybe, right, if you're able to do this, you could probably win the Nathan's hot dog eating contest. No? L'chora, this is a very difficult mahalach. To try to, not only difficult, I taina that you are not necessarily going to fulfill the mitzvah this way. It's very dangerous. My friend, Professor Chaim Seyman, wrote an article a few years ago. I couldn't find it. I think I have it printed out somewhere. Professor Sain wrote an article basically trying to show that this mahalach of eating matzah is very difficult. So just to summarize what we did today. How many matzahs you have at the Seder? Normal Judaism is you have 3 matzahs. Kayan Levi Yisrael. We saw the Chok Yaakov who says you have 4 matzahs at the Seder. Kayan Levi Yisrael Suffolk. We saw the Rambam who has 2 complete matzahs at the Seder. The Rambam ignores Yachatz. We saw the Rif that you have 1.5 matzahs at the Seder. You start with 2, you have a Yachatz, you have 1.5. Right? That's what we saw from the Rif. Basically, there are many different shittos also in terms of which matzah do I use for Al-Achilas matzah. Which matzah do I use for the hamotzi? Because of these fakus, that's what leads people to say that you should eat 2 kezesim and swallow them both. Now, Rav Shechter, by the way, in his sefer, maintains that it's not because of its suffix, it's because of really Einais and Mitzvahs Chavilos Chavilos, that the Mitzvah Su'udas Yonta and the Mitzvah Al-Achilos Matzah are two separate Mitzvahs, and in order to have the two separate Mitzvahs, that's why you need two Kazesim. This, of course, is very relevant in the Haggadah, not in the Haggadah, in Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach Sefer, Halichos Shlomo. He says that maybe only the Baal HaSeder, only the person who's leading the Seder, should eat two Kazesim, because he has three matzahs in front of him. Ordinarily, the way it works is that you have a Seder, and you have a bunch of people around, so the person who leads the Seder has three matzahs, so he has an obligation to eat one Kazayis from the top, one Kazayis from the bottom. But everyone who's just neming, everyone who's just chopping some matzah from the box, maybe does not have to eat two Kazesim. That's what Reb Shlomo Zalman says. We also discussed the shear of Kazayis, that if it ends up being a half a matzah within 2 minutes, it's my shoshayla pekuach nefesh. Hanar lafi anias daiti is that if you want to be choshesh for eating two Kazesim at once, or eating two Kazesim, you could do it. But what you should do is have two small Kazesim, which equals one big Kazayis. No? This whole element of having two kazaisim is because of a suffix, whatever. Use a small share of a kazaius. Rabbi Willig holds the share of a kazaius. He wrote this up in the YU to go. What's his share?
It's an olive.
It's an olive, right. But it's not exactly an olive. Basically, you end up cutting an olive. It's a shiloh in the Gemara. You probably take out the pit, right? You spread the olive out. It ends up being, let's say, the biggest olive is going to be the size of a credit card. The average olive is going to be much smaller than that. Rabbi Willig says a kazayis is 1/10 of a machine matzah. So here's the thing. If I want to eat two kazayisim, according to that, I eat, right? A fifth of a machine matzah. Okay. Right?
It's smaller than what?
It's smaller than the shear that he has of 2/3 of a machine matzah as being kazayis. And Yair Hoffman's article has 2/3 of a machine matzah as being kazayis. That means if you want two kazayisim at once, you have to have 2/3 + 2/3 is 1 1/3, right? 1 1/3 machine matzahs. And you have to swallow it within 2 minutes. I really think it's a problem. Rabbi Willig's shear is very small. I recommend Rabbi Willig's shear for people, let's say, who have celiac and they get sick if they have gluten. So then again, you have to ask a doctor. But I would say it's probably better to eat the matzah, regular wheat matzah, but use a very small shear rather than eating oat matzah, which is a very serious shear. In the mitzvah,
yes.
Very serious shot here, Mekai, in the mitzvah of matzah with oat matzah. Because oats, Professor Yehuda Felix Tainas, is not one of the chameshas minei dogon. So I'd sooner encourage someone, again, you have to consult with a doctor, but I'd sooner encourage someone to have a very small shear of matzah, where it could be your Mekai in the mitzvah min ha-toyra, assuming you won't get sick, etc. That's my...
But then oats also aren't chametz, right?
Again?
Oats also wouldn't be chametz.
Oat matzah can't be chametz. There's no gluten. It can't be chametz.
Is it mutter to make oat cookies and oat bread?
Yeah, you could. I mean, again, it can't be chametz, but you're not making the mitzvah of achilas matzah. It's not one of the chameshas minei dogon.
I could take oat flour min hashuk and make bread on Pesach.
I think that's what he'd assume, yeah. Again, it happens that a lot of the oat matzahs or the oat breads have some gluten in them anyway. But
oats are chametz and some oats are not chametz?
There are, if it's completely gluten-free, it will not be chametz, yeah. I mean, again, there's some articles I could show you about what exactly chimutz is. How come the Gemara says that rice is boli deisei rachon? We don't pass like a b'yechlin benuri. There's no chimutz in rice. Rice flour also rises. What's the difference between wheat and barley and rice? It's also the Yerushalmi rice, and we pass in this way la halacha, that all the chameshas minei dogon are species of wheat and barley. Oats is entirely a different min. The pashtus is that it's very hard to assume that you're making the mitzvah with oats. That's what Professor Felix said. If you look in the Art Scroll book about brachos by Rabbi Binyamin Forst,
it's bracha levatala all year long. Not just
that's Gaza. Correct. Although, lav dafka, because the achaya odam writes that you can make a mezonos in anything that fills you up. And it works b'diyeved, at least. So it could be it's not a bracha levatala all year long, but the hamotzi might be a bracha levatala. Not the hamotzi, the birkas hamozon, perhaps. It's not at all pashut. Yehuda Felix, it happens that in Rabbi Forrest's book on Hilchos Brachos, he quotes that some question whether oats is one of the chameshas minei dogon. When they brought this idea to Shlomo Zalman Arbach, he says something like this goes against the entire Masorah. There are many of our rebbeim in yeshiva who are very choshish for the issue that Professor Felix brought up, the issue regarding oats. What I would recommend, again, to someone who has difficulty eating wheat, someone who might be gluten intolerant, is to eat a very small shear of regular matzah, then you mekayim the mitzvah, right? And I think the whole cheshbon of two kazesim and using two large kazesim is not correct. They say that the Chazanish used to say this. The Chazanish used to say that the inyan of two kazesim becomes a suffix of which matzah it is, right? So don't use a big kazayis for the second one. Use a tiny kazayis for the second one. So again, if you have one big kazayis and one tiny kazayis.
What's a Chazanish small kazayis? I feel like that's a theorem.
Why?
Chazanish small kazayis?
Oh, but the Chazanish is saying that the you could use a very small, for the second thing, you don't have, the Chazanish said, you don't have to hold like the Chazanish for the second, right, for the second kazayis. That's right. Okay, gentlemen, so let's break over here and have a wonderful day. Zagabenshtah.